This is Mental Selling. This is the sales podcast for people that are dedicated to making a difference in customers' lives and have a purpose beyond just a paycheck. I'm your host, Will Milano. Let's get right into the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mental Selling, your favorite sales podcast. As always, we really appreciate you spending some time with us. And this is our final episode of the year. And for that, we've decided to pivot a bit from our normal format. Instead of having a new guest, we're actually going to look back and highlight some things from our most popular episodes of this year. I can honestly say that all 25 episodes we released this year were discussions that I really enjoyed, personally learned quite a bit from, and was proud to share with you. Feedback was particularly good about the episodes that we're going to highlight today. And I think every single guest we had on, without fail, told me that they really liked the premise of this show and that it addressed all those deeper mental and emotional and motivational aspects of sales that we know are so important. The feedback we've received this year has been great. I never imagined a year ago, or especially not 2 years ago when I started doing these, that we'd get the kind of audiences that we are, and even end up on some of the best sales podcast lists online, things like that. But here we are. As much as I'd like to, we can't go back and reflect on all 25 episodes that we released in 2023, but we are going to replay snippets from a handful. Many of these are actually our most popular episodes, and a couple are just ones that really stood out to me personally and seemed to resonate with people from what I had heard from listeners. We're going to start with Matthew Dix, one of my favorite guests, someone I actually had the pleasure to interview twice this year for the show. Matthew helped kick us off this year with a great discussion around productivity, prioritization, time management, and then he came back mid-year to talk about the importance and value of storytelling in sales. This first clip is Matthew Dix from that episode in January. This is episode 49, titled, How to Tap into the Productivity Mindset.
A big part of time management is soul management, like taking care of yourself, taking care of your mindset, taking care of how you're feeling about things. So like the pursuit of perfection, for example, is a fool's errand, and yet people do it all the time. And so often when people are engaged in a process, they judge how they did based upon the outcome. And so often in our lives, the outcomes are utterly beyond our control. I can write what I think is a fantastic book. If no editor wants it, it doesn't mean I didn't write a fantastic book or that I didn't engage in a worthwhile process. So I tell people, don't focus on like the thing that's going to come at the end. Focus on all of those steps. Make each step on the way to the end the best possible step you can make. And if at the end, in your example, you don't make the sale, but you've made every attempt to make the sale as honest and as good and as hard as you possibly could, then you just move on to the next one.
And that other episode with Matthew around storytelling was episode 62, titled The Power of Storytelling in Sales. The whole discussion was based on the notion that stories are 22 times more memorable than sharing facts or bullet points. And stories and using things like humor are highly underleveraged in sales and tap into emotions in ways that pull people in and create connections much faster. Here's a clip of Matthew Dix from episode 62.
Humor is the most underutilized tool in all of business, and it makes me crazy because you make someone laugh, you change their brain chemistry completely. It releases chemicals. So laughter increases their ability to comprehend through the release of a chemical. It makes them feel better about the world they are in, and it makes them feel great about the person who made them laugh. It's essentially the same thing as like giving them a drug. If you make them laugh, suddenly they're chemically predisposed to like you, like the environment they're in, and understand what you're saying better and remember you. And yet every time I try to get someone to be funny in the corporate world, they say they want to be funny. And then what inevitably happens, this just happened to me. Someone goes to a conference with a funny talk. They hear the first two speakers, not funny at all. And so when they get up on the stage, they pull all the humor out of their talk because they don't want to be different than everybody else.
Every salesperson wants to know what the best of the best do. And so when I came across Scott Ingram and read his stuff and heard him talk, I knew he'd be a perfect person to bring onto the show. Scott's the author of the book Sales Success Stories, 60 Stories from 20 Top 1% Sales Professionals. And he's actually the host himself of two leading podcasts, Sales Success Stories, and I think interviews with close to 200 now, top 1% performing salespeople, and also the Daily Sales Tips podcast. Scott was our guest for episode 52, titled What the Top 1% of Sales Performers Believe. Here's Scott Ingram from that discussion.
I like to go and talk to the people that I have successfully sold to and just ask them why. Not only why did you buy this, but why did you buy from me? What did you like about what I did as we worked through this process together? What didn't you like? And similarly, just understanding that from a losses perspective, and heck, ask them, what do you think my superpower is? I mean, you can literally be that direct and say, look, I'm just trying to get some feedback on myself and my process, and I'm trying to improve, and you can't hurt my feelings. I'm in sales. Tell me what it is that you think I'm great at. Tell me where you think that I'm not as strong and maybe some areas that I can work on. If you do that enough, you need more than one or two data points. But if you do that enough, you're going to start to notice some commonalities. You're going to start to notice some themes. Yeah. And those are probably the areas that you should lean into. And I'm a big believer that your strengths are way more powerful if you lean into them than it is worrying about kind of shoring up your weaknesses.
For quite a while, that episode with Scott Ingram was the most listened to episode we've ever had, and by a pretty good margin. And it is still number two, but a new number one emerged and emerged rapidly this fall. And that was our episode number 65 with Jacqueline Robinson. That episode was all about what it takes to thrive in sales, how to lean into your strengths, navigate challenges with resilience, maintain healthy levels of accountability, and not to fall victim to burnout. It was clearly an episode that touched a nerve with people because, like I said, it catapulted up to become what is now the most listened to episode that we have had to date. Here is Jacqueline Robinson from that episode 65 titled Leaning Into Your Strengths to Thrive in Sales.
Whenever we think about thriving is really when you are looking at where you're at in your present day moment. And if you had to think of a ladder, and there are 10 rungs on that ladder, if you're on 8th, 9th, or 10th rung, so you're pretty high up there, and you're looking towards your future, and it seems like it's going to be better and brighter than it is today, that's a sign that you tend to be thriving. Mm-hmm. Might not be in all areas of your life. You might be thriving in your career, but you feel like your home life or community life is a little bit more stressful, or your physical well-being could be better. That is thriving when you're looking at your present moment and going, wow, today's pretty good and tomorrow's going to be even better. But when you're looking at today and you're really indecisive, I don't know if tomorrow's going to be better or worse, that's a good sign. Where is that coming from? And to really tap in and tune into what might be happening there.
A somewhat overlapping episode to that one with Jacqueline was earlier this year, and that was with Emma Traharn. Some of the guests that I've had the pleasure to get introduced to are through recommendations of other people that I know, and Emma was an example of that. Colleague of mine, Steve Schmidt, who has been really complimentary of mental selling and supportive of it, he told me about Emma and recommended that we have her on the show, and I'm really glad he did. Emma works with individuals and businesses to help them reclaim, redefine, and restore their mental, emotional, and physical health to improve their life and live in a space of more peace and calm and deal with issues like burnout. And what's great is she's also a former salesperson herself and sales training leader. We had a great discussion. Emma joined me from her home in the UK. I learned a lot from her as we discussed mindfulness and how to recognize our feelings and triggers and respond more effectively in the moment so that we can make choices and decisions from that space and be the best versions of ourselves and serve our customers better every day. Our discussion became episode 54, titled Mastering Mindfulness in Sales, which to date is the third most listened to episode that we've ever done. Here is Emma Traharn from that discussion.
what I witnessed was by bringing in some mindfulness practices and giving people those tools and resources to use daily, also bringing the mindfulness practices into the training, help them to retain the knowledge and information. Because when you're in that alpha brainwave state, that's when you absorb and retain the information. When you're in the beta brainwave state, the excitable state, you're taking in the information. But to integrate it, we need to calm down. So you toggle between the two. Bringing in mindfulness practices really helps to ingrain the knowledge and information and help us make decisions every day as a salesperson as to how I'm going to approach each client. What does my day look like? How do I structure my day? How do I manage stress that's coming in? You know, those last minute phone calls or things don't go so well, or you get some difficult news.
Another lesson I learned this year that any salesperson can relate to is that persistence pays off. Elena Love was someone that I've read and followed and admired for a while now. And I had tried to get her on this show several times without success. But one day, Elena happened to respond to an email that I sent. It was probably the fourth or fifth, I think, that I had sent her. And I'm so glad that she did, because it set up what became episode 57, titled Aligning Passions, Values, and Skills for Sales Success. At Integrity Solutions, we talk all the time about the importance of being clear about your why, your purpose and passions and values, and ensuring that those are aligned with your role. This discussion with Elena Love was all about how to align your passions, values, and skills for sales success. Here is Elena Love from that episode.
I remember having the feeling that what I was doing there, I was very good at and successful at doing, but somehow it wasn't connected to a deeper purpose that I thought I was here to achieve. Yet, if you asked me what that purpose was, gun to my head, I couldn't answer the question. I really didn't know. And that sort of set me out on a 7-year quest to really understand that question and understand how to help people find that answer. And what I discovered is that when you have that clarity around your purpose and your passions, who you are and how you want to show up in the world, it touches every aspect of your life. It makes you better at everything you do, better at relationships, better at the job you're doing, better at the interactions you have with colleagues and clients. It just makes life a lot more fun. A lot easier. So I think it's a question worth examining for yourself, and it's an answer worth pursuing.
And the other episode I wanted to highlight was with someone I first saw and met at the annual ISA, annual business retreat. ISA is the Association of Learning Providers, and Jeannie Walters did a keynote there this last spring that talked about end-to-end customer journey mapping and how essential it is to understand every touch point that you have with customers. It was a great presentation. I went right up to Jeannie when she was finished to introduce myself and ask her to come on the show. Jeannie understands that from the very first moment when a customer comes across you, how you proactively ensure that customers have a consistent, authentic customer experience, and showing them things like empathy and compassion is a big part of what drives sales. This was episode 59, titled Connecting Sales to the Full Customer Journey. Here's Jeannie Walters from that episode.
And you want to identify under each phase, what is the customer thinking, feeling, and doing, as well as what are those emotional points? What are the high points and low points? Where do we build trust? Where do we erode trust? And then after purchase, there's a whole part of the journey. They are now your customer. So what does that look like? How can you move them from just satisfaction, which is, yeah, you delivered exactly what you said you would, big whoop, to loyalty, and then ultimately to advocacy. And then we also have to think throughout the journey, at any single point, they can leave us. And we can't forget about that, because I think sometimes with these diagrams that we use as business people, we literally envision a customer marching through our process instead of really breaking it down and understanding their motivations, their feelings. And one of the big feelings that we have to think about is how can we reassure them? Because they're going to doubt along the journey, and we have to just accept that and work with it.
So thank you again to everyone that has listened to us this year. It's great to see the growth in people following us and sharing the show with others and telling us how they're leveraging the show internally with their teams. We have a lot already planned for the new year. I'd also like to be sure to mention our new book, Listen to Sell, which officially comes out on February 6th and is already available for pre-order. We're going to do several mini episodes in the new year with the co-authors Mike Yesterday and Derek Roberts. Go to listentosellbook.com to get a free preview of that book. You'll hear a bit from the authors, see what others have to say about it. And of course, you can order your copy or copies, as it may be, for your team. If you like this show, and if you're in sales or you're a sales leader, you're really going to enjoy reading Listen to Sell. By the way, if you have other suggestions for guests that we should talk to, you can find me on LinkedIn, Will Milano, M-I-L-A-N-O, and reach out. Also reach out if you have any thoughts or feedback that you'd like to share. The ratings and reviews that are left online are great too. I hope everyone has a great finish to 2023 and a great start to 2024. We'll be back with our next episode in early January. Until then, thanks again for sharing some of your time with us here. Thank you for listening, and I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of Mental Selling. Please make sure that you're subscribed, and as always, leave us a comment or a rating. Share it with your networks. You'll get more content like this on our website at integritysolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Will Milano with Integrity Solutions. Thanks very much again.